Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, and he warns us about scams and spams. And Steve, this morning you're going to tell us why homeowners should blur their properties on Google Maps. A lot of people are doing this, aren't they?
They are, Bob. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes, because of all the burglaries and break-ins on the rise, you know, thieves can easily use maps, you know, really to scout your property and to find the best way in. So we're asking consumers and a lot of the police across the country, protect yourself. You know, search for your address on Google Maps under Street View, and then you'll see it, and click Report a Problem on the bottom right, and then select you want to blur and answer the questions. And that's easy as that, Bob. And I think most consumers down are aware of that. And it's very disheartening to see all your pictures of your house and your street and everything like that online like that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. And find your property on Google Maps, click on Report a Problem. Let's talk about the fake surveys that people are getting now. Tell us about this.
Yes, Bob, as we talk about quite often, there's a surge in surveys from well-known organizations. So you think it's coming from Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, whatever it may be. It's not. It's the imposters. So really what we want you to do, look out for too good to be true reward offers. You know, we'll give you $100, a gift card if you take answer these three questions, things of that nature. Anytime a survey heavily promotes the chance to win the reward, that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob. But it's not usually coming from that well-known organization. So you have to look at the URL and the email address, and you'll see it's coming from a third-party Gmail or something like that. So be very careful on surveys because they can put malware and spam on your computer as well.
Yeah, good to know. Let me get to a couple of texts we got. Hey, Bob, here's one for Steve Burness. My mom has been getting random texts about jobs, but I'm the one doing the job search. Does this mean since we share the same IP address, they're picking up both our phone numbers, or are they just phishing? We can't figure out why she would be getting random texts from people who say they are job recruiters. One claimed to be from a well-known company, and when we went to the company's website, instead of clicking a link in that text, we could see that there were no job openings. I know better than to click on a random text. It's, as Steve says, the tip-off to the rip-off. So you can tell Mr. Burness, the segments he does with you are having a real impact. We love you guys. What about this issue, Steve?
Well, a lot of it is phishing. You really don't know how they're getting your information. There's no telltale sign on how they're actually doing it. So it's best, as his mother suggested, is never to click on random text links. It happens. It could be coincidence, or it could be that they have access, you know, to the IP information. They're just sending everybody in that IP address information. But you just never know. I mean, your name is everywhere in the dark, dark web. So, as his mother said, and thankfully said, don't click on any random text. That's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
Here's another one. Good morning, Bob. I've been living in the same house for more than 50 years. I recently started getting mail for people who do not live here. I've sent them back, returned to sender. I don't know what else to do. Any suggestions from Steve Burness or the Better Business Bureau?
Well, that's a good one, Bob. This is really a disheartening one. It's called synthetic identity theft. And it's really a complex type of scam in which the criminal really, you know, creates a composite identity from the personal data stolen from multiple people. So when in essence, these are taking a lot of information and are creating fake people with a social security number and trying to get past the individuals, and they use different addresses. So it's best to report that mail that comes into you, return it back to the sender, put down no such person at this number here as well. And just like we tell every consumer, please get your credit report at least twice a year, if not more. It's free now at annualcreditreport.com to see if you've been a victim of identity theft, because you never know why they're using this information. But if you do get emails at your regular mail at your home under somebody else's name, that can be disheartening, and you have to take it a step further and contact those individuals that sent it to you, letting them know they're not there.
Good advice. We've talked about this before, and we should mention it before we let you go today. There are all sorts of fake emergency scams going around, and that's why you advise using a code word in the family, don't you?
You do, Bob, as well. Because of AI technology, too, you can have, you know, 5 seconds of somebody's voice on a recording, and they can use it and create an AI, you know, information from it, like an email or a fake, you know, phone call saying that somebody's in trouble. So it's imperative that every family have a code word, so when they are in trouble, they can use that code word. That's really them, and it's not AI. And we're seeing all types of scams, from grandparent scams to, you know, fake emergency scams, and you'll see those trip scams. When somebody's on a trip, they know you're out of town, so they say, you know, you're in danger out of town, you know, they need money. So please, if anybody calls you out of the blue saying you need, you know, quick cash or something's imminent, do some more research on that as well. Don't just give them money, because that's the tip off to rip off of.
It sure is. Steve Burness, thanks for the good advice as usual, Steve.
Have a great day, Bob.